again, I'll bring again tulips from Amsterdam. La 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 dee da doo da dee. Scooby dee da dee doo.
Bang!
Hello!
Welcome to the We're Not Racist
and We Love Gays podcast.
My name's Lenny Sherman. This is my co-host,
Ben Adams. How are you doing? Hello, everyone. Welcome to the podcast. Everyone is welcome. Give it up for Derek Igloo, our producer.
Hello, Derek.
Is deaf and clever. Of course, one of the most famous producers you'll ever meet in the industry. World. He's on Epstein's flight log. He's that bloody famous. How are you, Lenny?
Very good, sir.
Good.
How are you? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm all right. Cool. I don't know if you can tell. If you're watching the video podcast, you will see I'm a big porker at the moment. I have put on. Look, you can look. You looked down then and you could see your face was like, Jesus. I've given up smoking and I'm still vaping, so I don't understand.
Still on Imran's vapes.
I'm still on Imran's vapes because they are the best. 4 for £20. Imran'sVapes.kosh.
.kosh.
Yeah, it's a new website that he's testing out. But I am huge. I'm absolutely huge.
Huge.
And, yeah, I've got to get into fitness. I've got to start. I've got to do something because it's bad.
I was around with girlfriends last night, actually. And I was playing with a little boy.
Slip that in?
Yeah, I was playing football with a little boy in the garden. He's like 7. And I scored a goal. And for a laugh, I took my shirt off and started waving it.
Oh, no.
And he went, look at his six pack.
Nice.
And she went, he ain't got a six pack.
Aww.
I was like, all right, calm down.
Yeah, all right, put you down.
Calm down. Yeah, we was laughing about it after. I said, yeah, the way you said that.
Yeah.
He ain't got a six pack.
He hasn't got, yeah. They do that, though, ladies. What? Ladies do that. They do that sometimes.
I mean, I ain't far off a six
good,
pack.
It's bloody good.
If I go in the gym and I sort of like lean and
get
the light, it's sort of coming. I ain't far off. I'm not really trying for a six pack. I mean,
that'd be nice, though, wouldn't it? It would be nice.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind.
My
thing
is bigger arms. I see people and I see their arms and I think, I wish I had. I've never been able to get bigger arms.
Do you know what? Funny you should say that. I think my arms are a little bit small in comparison. I've been trying to pump them up a bit more. Do you know what it is as well? If you try and get, I've done it before. When you try and tone up, you go gym and that. And then what happens? You fucking lose the weight in the wrong places.
Yeah.
So like lose it off my legs. Say I'm like trying to lose a bit of belly fat. I'll go on a diet and I'll lose muscle off. Fucking hell!
Oh, I went for a fitting the other day and
a fitting
for some extra work. And this guy, so I'm getting changed with this bloke, and he just looked amazing. And I was thinking, I was like, well done, mate. Like, doesn't he look bloody good? And I was looking at his legs and his arms. I was thinking, I want to be like that.
And then you realise that you are looking in the mirror.
No.
It was actually a reflection.
Yeah, no. He was, no. And I thought to myself about how, like, men do that, don't they? We don't look at a man who's in good shape and he's looking good. We don't look at him and go, oh, you fucking prick. Well, I don't. I always think, yeah, good on him. Well done.
Positive energy.
Yeah, yeah. I always think, oh, good on him. And I think, I could do that if I put the effort in.
Yeah, you could.
But it's hard, isn't it? That's what's respectful about it. You go, oh, he's put the discipline in. Well done, mate.
It shows, doesn't it?
It does.
If they do that. Or they've got, mind you, some people, though, women and all, like, they just eat anything and don't put on any weight at all. Other people, they look at a Cadbury's fudge.
Yeah.
And they'll just
straight away. Yeah, bang. Like that.
So everyone's different, isn't they? They're like,
but then that gets a lot of people resent that, don't they? Like, especially ladies, they do resent that. They're like, oh, she doesn't put on any weight, but I'm enormous. Yeah.
But you know what? If you're disciplined and you set out a plan, you can do it. I've noticed that. Because people go, oh, yeah, what should we do? And then what do you do? It's not disciplined at all. Drinking coffee all the time,
eating sweets
and snacking and stuff.
Well, that's exactly what I've been thinking lately. Like, my mental health's not been too great. And my mental health, everyone talks about it. But if it's not been very good, and I'm not on any pills, I don't want to be on any pills. But I realised, today I was like, right, what's the main thing I need to focus on? It's discipline. Discipline, having a routine. It's like, seems to be one of the most important things, just having that routine every day.
It does help. That's like with training. If you do that, you have to sort of make a plan and execute it, sort of thing. Yeah, routine can help. So you're like, yeah, definitely.
I think so.
So if you set out a plan, like with training and that, but, oh, you set out like Monday, I'm going to do like legs and shoulders. Wednesday, I'm going to do
knees and toes,
back and biceps. Knees, yeah. And then on the Friday, what's the one I've missed out? Chest and triceps. So you've covered all your body parts.
Oh.
And you go, you're going to go Monday, Wednesday and Friday. That's a good starting point.
Nice.
And then you do that. And what you do, what I do as well, on my notes app on my phone, I write down everything I've done. So say I'm doing like, I've done 20K dumbbells and I've done 10 reps, for instance, just as an example.
Yeah.
Write that down and I put 1 minute interval. If I'm doing 1 minute interval, which I'm doing, I do now because it helps with the cardio bit and it gets, and you can stay in there for ages, them gyms.
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking hell, I ain't got time for it. So what you, and it, yeah. And so you do that, and also, because if, oh, the amount of people that was, but when they go in the gym, they just sit there and they're on their phone.
Oh, my God. Literally, I walk past the gym and I look at it all the time because I like watching people. Not in that way, but anyway, I like watching people and I see their behaviour in a gym. That's what I'm interested in. And yeah, they're all sat on their phones. They're all like, they all look like they haven't sweated once in, like, at all. And they're just, you think, come on, what's the point?
Pissing about.
What's
it's
the
worse
point?
When you're trying to do your workout and get round here.
Yeah.
I try and go when it's quiet, Jim. Always try and go when it's quiet.
Yeah.
It's irritating.
I can't do that. Like, I've been thinking lately, like, what can I do? Because I don't want to go to a gym. I'm not comfortable there. I don't want to do it. And I'm thinking, well, I can do a bit at home. I can do a bit of walking. And I was like, but I need to get that cardio up.
What
and I found, just go quickly, on. Yeah, I found on. If you don't like running, I don't mind running, but anyway, if it's another thing, I've been using this VR thing, and it's called Beat Saber, and it is so good. You get a proper sweat on. It's so fun, and it's all music in your ear.
Well, explain it. What is
so
it?
Basically, it's a VR thing. So
virtual reality,
and you get two lightsabers, and you have to hit these.
Hang on, do you put this thing over your face?
Yeah. Right. And you have to get these blocks. And you get the lightsabers and you have to hit the blocks in a certain way in time with the music.
Right.
And it's so, like, it makes you so happy.
Exercise.
It's so good.
Everyone's into it. I would say the good starting point, I think, if you want to get into fitness and you ain't, and you, depends what sort of level you're at, but a good starting point is always walking. I was chatting to my... So I think a good starting point for fitness is walking. So even if you go out, like, even try and say 3 times a week at a minimum. So you do your Monday, Wednesday, Friday. If you've just done that, you ain't got to go, because what some people do, they're overloaded and then, so if you just say Monday, Wednesday and Friday, I'm going to go for a 10-minute walk. And then you'll find in time your tolerance will go up. So you might do a 10-minute walk, then a 20-minute walk, then an half-hour walk. Then you might get to the point where then you come back to that Monday, so you've done an half-hour walk on a Friday. So I think I'm going to walk for half hour. But then you'll power walk a bit faster, sort of march a bit.
Okay.
And then you'll get to the point, right, I'm going to walk for half hour, but I'm just for 5 minutes in the middle, I'm just going to jog for 5 minutes. And the next time you might do 10 minutes. And so you gradually build it up like that. And then in the end, you're running for that 20 minutes, that half hour.
I used to love running when I lived down in, like, sort of the countryside. That was amazing. But I can't do it in London. I can't. Every time someone runs past me and it's in a busy street, I think, oh, God. And, like, it drives me mad. So I can't. I walk a lot. I walk all the time. I try and walk every morning.
If you want it, you got to go.
I saw this guy. There was
Why don't you just put your headphones on and go?
Yeah, but not run. I can walk.
Why not run?
Because it means I've got to... Then I've got to...
Just,
like,
making excuses.
Yeah, I know, but I wouldn't enjoy it. I'm too socially, like...
Yeah, but when you get the benefits, you feel anxious. It makes you feel good as well.
Yeah, but then so does walking and doing other exercise.
Walk,
I love walking.
Walk.
I saw this video of this guy, and you know how they get so serious on these sort of videos that you see on TikTok and things, and they're like, wake up 4:30 a.m. and get out there. And this guy was going...
David Goggins.
Who's David Goggins?
He's like the black geezer. He's like ex-Navy SEAL or something. He's really good. He's great, though.
Yeah, I know. But it gets to a point with me and I'm like, all right, like, you can't let it become everything about you. Like, imagine talking to him, like, just in on a daily basis. You go, oh, all right, David, how you doing? He'd be like, yeah, I've just been up at 4 a.m. and I've not gone for a 20K. He'd be like, all right, mate, calm down. But this guy was going,
David, have you got the time, please? 10:23 a.m.
1,400 hours. And then you'd be like, what, have you not started your day yet? Oh, I've done 3 days. I saw one guy and he was going, one day to me is 3 days. You get up at 4 a.m. and then 4 a.m. to 12 p.m., that's one day. And then you've got 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. You go, all right, like, calm down. You've got to live your life as well. But this guy was going...
You can overtrain. You need your rest. Rest is important.
And this, I think people get obsessed with it, don't they? They sort of get off drugs and stuff and then they get addicted to... that, which I totally understand. It's a good thing to be addicted to, really. It's not the worst. But it's just a bit... This guy was going, I wake up in the morning and I try and go out to daylight as soon as possible. A walk in the morning is non-negotiable. And it was like, yeah, all right, mate. Like,
oh, that's discipline.
Yeah, I suppose. What you're lacking. Yeah, but I know, but I can't. I can't do that. I can't be like that. Just go, I'll get up for a walk at 5 a.m. It's nice. I woke up at 5 a.m. for the last...
That's what you're saying.
6 days.
He gets up when he does it.
Do you know why, though?
What?
Because there was a woman screaming at 5 a.m. for the last, literally for the last 6 days, going on about you, Les, the government, God. And then every now and again she'd die down and you'd think, oh, okay, I'd just go back to sleep. And she'd go, are you listening?
Who's this? One of your neighbours?
Yeah, one of these neighbours, like shouting out the window.
Right.
And to be fair,
you need to put more information. Sorry.
I'll go off on one.
Paint the picture. You like do your who?
It was one of my neighbours.
Yeah, we get that now. And, we've established that.
Yeah. Well, there you go. So she was screaming every day, and it's a bit. You think at first, oh God, shut up. But now I think, oh, I'm quite grateful for her to
quite enjoy it.
Yeah, to get me up at 5 a.m. Yeah, it's quite nice.
She's like one of them cockerels.
Yeah.
The human cockerel.
Yeah. It's quite nice. Some, just what you need, some nutcase. Just to scream at you.
That's a gift. See, you never, sometimes things are a blessing in disguise.
But this is it. Like recently, like I've said to you, like I've struggled a bit. It's just that mindset that I struggle with. Of sometimes I go, I just sink down and then I can't get that positive mindset. And it takes a big shift for me to go, come on, like think.
Everyone has their ups and downs. Yeah, it's course. The whole thing. The river never runs in a straight line, so you have to just ride it out and don't let it keep you down. If you have one bad day or you don't train one day, it ain't the end of the world. Just get back into it. Get back on the horse.
Yep, get back on the horse. But one thing that ties into that is, I was going to say to you, like, I know you don't like talking about politics and stuff like that. Really, okay. You're not really interested. But even you have said it. Everything's so fucked. Like, it feels like every day there's someone just dragging us down.
Oh,
gravy. I tried to buy gravy yesterday. £4.50.
Fuck, we're supposed to do this podcast. I like lift people up.
Yeah, but no, this is... No, but it does.
Everything's so
No, but you were saying it. Like, the government are fucking us.
They are, yeah, but not everything. Day. Yeah, careful how you word it, though.
Okay, but I'm not saying... I'm saying, how do we get over this? Well,
you focus on the positives and stuff. And
yes,
you
but in the, in the sense of the world and what's happening in the world, there's not much positive going on. So I'm saying it's even harder.
Because you're not focusing on it. All you're focusing on is shit.
Yeah, but tell me one
that's
thing.
Why that's why I don't really bother with politics.
I know, but it's not just politics, is it?
You don't really like because it's depressing.
No,
and
it's
shitty.
Depressing, but...
I could sit here, you could talk, oh yeah, because the world's shit. I could turn around and say... I had a really good day yesterday. Yeah. I went gym, or I done this, I done that. When a performance really good, so I'm focusing on that.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is that's fine, and I'm saying it's even harder to do nowadays because of like the outside pressures of all this. You've got like this Just Stop Oil. You've got the wildfires. You've got the climate change. You've got all this stuff. So
just ignore it. Don't get in. It's simple.
Well, I can't ignore it.
You feed yourself shit clearly.
Yeah, but it's not shit, though, is it? It's what's happening in the world. So
there's good things happening as well, though.
Yeah, I suppose.
There's good things happening.
No, but on a big scale, there seems to be a lot of stuff. So what I'm saying is, I'm sure there's people out there now listening going, yeah, no, I struggle every day, you know.
Yeah, I'm telling you why, because you feed yourself with shit like that. Yeah. You watch about politics and all this shit.
So you're saying
read up on all that.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, look, instead of doing that, watch these inspirational geezers.
I suppose.
Or watch something positive or do some comedy. When you're feeling yourself shit, it's not healthy.
Yeah, you might, yeah.
It's like, if you think of it as a car engine. Have we done this analogy before?
Yeah,
So if you put it into your car, good oil, like positive things, then your car's going to run good. If you're pissing into the petrol tank, watching stuff about politics and depressing stuff, then your car is not going to run. That's the car is your mind.
I can't help but get sucked into it. Like I want to see what's going on in the world. I like to hear the news.
Look, I'm aware of some stuff. I don't give it too much time. You get right into it clearly, and just And then you have to have a bit of discipline, like what you just said. And you have to
and like, say no. I'm not going to look at this today. Maybe have like a little bit of it.
I've read improv as well lately.
Yeah.
I've done like a narrative improv course recently. A place that I've been doing improv for a long time, a good few years, on and off. And my 17-year-old daughter, Constance, she was staying with me for a few days last week, and she come to the show, and she see me perform live for the first time. She'd never seen me perform live before.
That's so nice.
And also, they done a really good thing. They had this offer for 15 to 17 year olds improv, like an intensive Monday to Friday. I think it's either Monday to Thursday or Monday to Friday, it doesn't matter. And it was only like 15 quid. And I said, because before, if anyone from the Vine days, they would have seen her on the Vine. She's very funny, my daughter. And she's 17 now, and she's sort of like always hinted about getting interacting. And I think she'd be really good, but I'd never push her. She's sort of like got to do what she wants to do. But, and she sort of said stuff. I wish she'd have took drama at school. She didn't do that.
She's only 17. She's got time.
Of course, we all have. But anyway, so she signed up to do this improv course in August.
Nice.
And so she come along, and it's the same like theatre company where I was performing, and she come and like, she loved it, absolutely loved it.
That's nice.
And when my team come on and we done our show, we done like an half hour performance of this like narrative improv thing. Story, and she's like, oh, that's so good. She's like really buzzing, and I was, because she said to my mum, her nan, after, she's going like, oh, he's interested. She's really confident. I was really proud of her, because I was like meeting people there, friends that were like adults and that. And she's like really chatty and confident. And
I think that's great though. That must
lovely,
be such a.
It was a lovely night.
When you told me about it, I was like, God, I bet that's such a nice feeling. Like how amazing, like to when you're. Your daughter's come to see you, first time she's seen you live, and then she's really enjoyed it, and she's also shown an interest in like getting involved herself. Like that's lovely. You couldn't ask for more, really, could you? That's great.
It's a real. That's why I like. I love doing the improv. Obviously, I do it. It keeps me sharp as a comedian and an actor, because there's no money in improv. Who knows what happens down the line. It's not a big scene, but it does keep you sharp, and it's a lot of fun. Ultimately, it's a lot. I really enjoy it. Love it.
Nice.
And it's very creative, which, you know, we're creative what we do, aren't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you like, again, it's network. I met some people there who, you know, they might work in TV or something. Get Lenny on that thing.
Yeah, exactly, like yeah. No, it's great.
It's just
man.
Good. You got. I'm keeping working because it ain't just going to come to you. So I'm trying to figure out the best ways to like improve myself.
Yeah.
As a performer, and also like I say, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I do carry the improv over to my stand up. In not how you would necessarily think. I don't just go on there blank and do stuff. I can sort of play about with a crowd and do crowd work, but it's sort of like patterns. Because the way I see it is, it's like a lot of comedians, stand-ups, look down their nose at improv. Because they've probably seen shit improv and go, oh, it's shit. But like saying there's good stand-ups and shit stand-ups.
Exactly,
there's good football, there's bad football. Yeah. It depends what you've seen and what you're... And not everyone's into it, fair enough. But it's learning new laugh triggers. I see it, there's like laugh triggers. You learn, so I might learn about stand-up writing a joke format, a pullback and reveal, wordplay, etc. With improv, you learn other ways of getting laughs.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Do you know what I mean? It is made up, but there is sort of patterns, like you'll find a game of a scene and then you'll play that game. So like, what's a good example? A game of a scene might be, help me out.
Game of a scene.
They do it in sketches. What's a good...
What do you mean? What, the thing of the scene or a
so
game?
I've got some funny quirk, some shiny quirk.
Oh, okay, right. So like... If you were playing like the party game or something, you'd have like, oh, this man's coming in and he's an agoraphobic who...
No, think of a sketch.
Just a random sketch, a dead parrot sketch, Monty Python.
How's that go?
You know, he brings a parrot in, he says his parrot's dead. No, he's not, he's alive.
Was it dead or alive though?
It was dead.
Right. So who's saying it's alive?
You've never seen the John? John Cleese is saying it's dead. And Michael Palin is saying it's alive.
No, the characters.
Oh, sorry. The pet shop owner is saying it's alive.
But it's dead.
It's dead.
Right. So that's a game in the scene.
Right.
The pet shop owner is saying that's a shiny thing. Right. He's saying a dead parrot is alive.
Yeah.
So how does the sketch go from there?
And he says, oh, this parrot's dead. No, it's not. It's alive. And then it goes on with, oh, no, look at him. He's clearly dead. Hello, Polly. And he's like, no, he's just sleeping. It's that sort of thing. It goes back and forth.
Yeah. So the game is, that's the shiny things. That's not normal behaviour.
No, yeah.
The normal behaviour. So John Cleese is playing a straight man there. Because that's what you do if you went in a pet shop with a dead parrot and the owner's going, ah, no, it's alive. You went, no, it's dead, mate.
Yeah, yeah.
You just play that completely straight as if it was a real life situation.
Yeah.
That's like called straight man in it, right? Like a lot of them, you watch Malcolm and Wise.
Mm. Yeah, yeah, there's always a straight man.
The glasses, he was a silly one. Wise was a bit more straight.
Yeah.
So he was just playing like normal and Malcolm was doing all the silly stuff.
Mm.
So I'm working in the florist and you're the boss. And I go, oh, I've got the roses, I've cut them all down to the store. You go, why have you done that? So, oh, because the hipsters all like it.
Right.
So that's the game of the scene, right? So now, and then the next beat would be, I remember we like spray painted the dog, give the dog a funky haircut.
Right, okay.
All things that hipsters.
Right. Like. I want to tell you what we could do. Yeah, we could put all the coffees in little plant pots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the game of the scene.
Nice, right. Yeah. That was very cultural. It was very interesting.
Even more cultural?
I think we should get even more cultural. Yes, let's do it. Ooh. Ooh, cultural. Ooh. Oh, that cultural Ooh. Just dripping all over me. Lenny's Poetry Corner.
Culture.
Oh.
Feeling cultural.
Nice.
Lenny's Poetry Corner.
So we've got a poem here.
We're going to do, should we do the old line each or paragraph,
paragraph each.
Go on then, yeah.
Go on.
Sort of a verse each.
Here we go.
Is that what?
We know what we mean. What is the game of the... No, come on, right.
You take it away.
Yeah, I'll take it away. Sadiq Khan is having us over. I can't drive my fucking Land Rover.
The ULEZ charge is such a con. Get him out. We want him gone.
Money's tight. It don't go far. He's charging £12.50 just to get in the car.
He don't give a shit about the working class. Constantly fucking us up the arse.
If I see him in the street, I'd punch him on the hooter and piss on his feet.
I think that was a bit more. If I see him in the street
I'd punch him on the hooter, then piss on his feet.
The gloves are off. I speak from the heart. And then I'd squat over his boat race and do a big fart.
Middle class Jeremy, so naive. They vote for this cunt. And let him breathe.
Sort your lives out, you posh ponce mugs. How can you back him? Are you on drugs?
Get him out, I pray to the Lord. Fuck off, Khan, you shit cunt fraud.
Oh.
Wow, the language.
And, well, passion. And that's the end of it. That's from Pearl Harbor from Woolworth Road.
Thanks, Pearl.
Thank you, Pearl.
Yeah, I mean, good. Nice passion.
Loving your passion. Not a fan of Sally. I'm 100% with you on the ULEZ thing as well.
Have you seen his new thing?
Mate. What is it? Come and explain to the people.
So there's a campaign he's running. And it's called mate, lots of A's. And it's all about when you see your friend, you know, as men.
When men see their friends,
being a little bit too far with a woman, maybe he's going, oh, sexy, oh, do you fancy a shag?
Bit misogynist.
Then you have to go, mate. Let's show, right, imagine I'm being a bit sexist, right?
What would you do?
All right, darling, core, look at the tits on that woman. Whoa. I'm putting my fucking Corey through.
Whoa, mate.
Do you know what? Yeah, you're right. Yeah, no, sorry, darling. Sorry, darling, mate.
Mate.
I can't believe it.
Look
that.
At her. Shut us your bum.
Mate.
Oh, yeah, of course. Mate. Sorry. Oh, no, I won't ever do that again. You just said mate. Oh.
It's like the other day I was down in...
Oh. Oh, I feel really sexist. I feel really misogynist. Oh, help me, Ben.
Mate.
Oh, yeah, no. Thanks, okay. Mate. I feel progressive now. Oh, you cured me.
I went down to Weymouth.
Thanks, Sadiq.
Cheers, Sadiq.
Sadiq Khan's cured sexism.
I went down to Weymouth and I went up to the barge and I shouted, mate. And ever since, there's not been one sexual assault in Weymouth.
Wow.
You know the new barge they've got?
Barge?
They've got a barge where all the migrants are. All that's where they're staying.
Okay.
Thought you'd know. So I did that, and that's going to help.
You thought wrong, Ben.
Mate! I like to...
Basically, fair play. It's a great campaign.
It is a
brilliant
campaign.
Anyone, Sadiq Khan's basically cured sexism.
Thanks, Sadiq. No sexism anymore. And also, on the tube, if you see sexual assault, what you're supposed to do is go... So someone's coming up to you and going... If you see someone going, all right, darling, I'm going to follow you home. You have to go up to him and go, what's the time? What's the time?
What, distract him.
Distract him. What's the time? What's the next stop?
The victim can run off.
Do you know what I think? Why can't you go up to someone and go, oi, mate. Stop fucking being a prick and stop sexually assaulting that lady.
Just not. What a nice man that Sadiq Khan is.
I know,
isn't
a lovely
bloke.
He's
what
always
nice
thinking
man.
About sexual assault.
What a nice man.
Bless his heart.
Do you think he'll ever tackle knife crime?
No, never. No. Yeah, what's wrong? Why can't you do that? Mate. Stop knifing people.
We could go through. I like the way he says, mate. That's a very culture wise. Who says mate?
Who does?
What sort of Democrat? Would it be the white?
Do you know what? I reckon it might be the white working class gammons. I hate that bloody phrase.
Maybe he could do one for
middle class. Upper class people.
How would that be? What do they say?
Dude.
And then another.
Man.
Fan. Bro. Mate, love it. Sadiq Khan, stop putting an end to sexism.
If you're in a real situation,
mate.
And you are on the tube and say something actually did happen, and you saw some guy with a little tote bag and he's showing his ankles off and he's got one of those little tashes and he's got one of those little fisherman hats on and he goes, mate, can you imagine happening?
They'd stop, wouldn't they?
They would
in
stop.
An instant.
They
in
would
instant.
Stop. That's exactly. Everyone's thinking, yep, they would stop.
I can see it. You've got like a load of scaffolders on their Christmas night out. They've all been drinking 6 hours, sniffing their heads off, been to see strippers. And
all singing.
And all of a sudden they're on the train, 11 o'clock at night. Some little bird gets on, little dolly bird gets on. Oi, 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 oi. And then little Jeremy with his fishing hat.
Fisherman's hat, tote bag, like Daunt Books tote
he's got
bag.
Italy's trousers pulled up half out of his shin.
Yeah, his little no socks on.
Boat shoes.
The brogues.
Dr. Martin's shoes.
Okay, your Doc Martin's. Yeah.
And he's like, mate. And they're like, oi, 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 oh.
Fair enough.
Shit, yeah, no. Fuck, well, you're right.
Thanks for checking us there.
Man.
Just throw him a mate. That's
I like the way, and fair play to Sadiq Khan for like steaming into sexist comments.
That is the most important thing at the moment.
In the world. Yeah. People in his constituency, London, getting stabbed every day. Maybe they can take that mate to like, these other countries where women are oppressed, like Saudi Arabia, actually.
They should, yes. Why don't they?
I think maybe you will.
Sadiq, take it across the board. Okay? Next time you go to China.
China?
Yeah.
Is that notoriously sexist?
Well, that's quite sexist. When they used to throw away the girl babies. I think, how could you get more sexist than that? Going,
mate!
Pick your daughter out the bin.
Yeah.
And go home. Come on, you.
Come on, mate.
Mate.
Mate, he's got his favourite song. He's just brushing beans off him. Anyway,
that's it. Thanks a lot for joining us. Please do, of course, join the Patreon.
Join the Patreon. We need
all sort of extra stuff.
We need
there.
Your support to keep it going.
We do need your support.
And if
support.
You've enjoyed the show, think of it as giving us a tip. We've done a service. Give us some money.
Give us a little tip.
We appreciate
that. At the very least. The very least you can do, if you've listened, is just to pop a little review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Obviously, a positive
share us
one.
On your socials as well. We appreciate that. And we love you. And thanks for listening. Oh, you enjoyed the show.
Thank you.
When it's spring again, I'll bring again. Sure, it's from Amsterdam.
Right, guys, we need to clear something up because we got an email here from Lubrication saying, Patreon, what's that? What does it do?
So basically, if you pay a bit of money each month, you can pay £10 a month or £5 a month. That works out £2.30 a week, or 10 a month, or £5 is £1.25 a week. You get loads of extra bonus content, but ultimately you're supporting us and supporting the show. So we need that little bit of money to keep us afloat, and it just shows us gratification.
You're showing your support, and you get extra episodes, you get extended episodes, you get video episodes, and you can suggest stuff for the show, if you like. So keep on listening, keep on supporting, but do make sure you sign up for the Patreon, because it really helps.
Thank you for your email, Lubrication.
Thank you, Lubrication.